This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago. St. Francis de Sales' attention to the little virtues of gentleness, humility, kindness, and cheerful optimism shape monastic life in the Salesian tradition. Learn about the Visitation Sisters at GeorgetownVisitation.org.
When you think about it, we as a parish school, with all the other parish schools, we're actually trying to provide for our children an alternative school system. Basically, we are in competition with the limitless funds of the state of Illinois that look upon its own school system as a bottomless pit into which they will throw as much of your tax dollars as possible. So how in the name of all that is holy can we ever hope to compete with that? It would seem nearly impossible. But we might also say that while it might be nearly impossible, there is no more necessary task a parish has than to provide this alternate education. We provide a choice for the parents of this neighborhood, a choice between the education that the government can provide and the education which parents, on their own and with the help of the church, can provide. Now, I've stopped calling them public schools, the schools with which we are in competition with. I stopped calling them public schools. They are nothing less than government schools, built by the government, paid for by the government, administered by the government, and all for the purposes of the government. And what are the purposes of the government? To make good little citizens of the children who will follow and obey the government, who will imbibe the ideals and the ideas of the regime in power and be turned into compliant and cooperative servants of the system. Government schools exist to teach our children what it means to be a modern secular American. It used to be that the government schools wanted to convert our children to the Protestant religion, Christians. I remember seeing photographs of little Italian girls in Chicago about 100 years ago, and these little girls were photographed in the famous Jane Addams Hull House, and the photos were of little girls learning how to pray as good Americans pray, and you can bet there was no holy water there. There are no signs of the cross, no Hail Marys, no crucifixes on the wall. There'll be none of that stuff, because that's the way those unkempt Catholics from Italy or Poland or Mexico, that's how they prayed. Not clean and neat like good little Puritans. Yes, they were being taught how to pray in the government schools, and it wasn't Catholic praying. Of course, times have changed. Our government has decided that religion, even the Protestant religion, should have no place in the lives of our children. And they will be taught values. But the values that they will be taught will be the world's values, not the values of the faith of their families. That's not even a value judgment on my part. This is it. This is the way it is. The government schools will teach our children right from wrong. They will teach them true from false, good from bad, but not as the families of those children understand right from wrong, but as the government decides what's true, what's false, what's good or bad. This is just the way it is. The government and schools can say all day long that they do not teach religion. That's up to the Catholic schools. Because we're public schools. We do not teach about God or the faith or sin or virtue. We leave that up to the parents. But that's not quite true. Because what the government school does, by ignoring God and the faith and sin and virtue, is to teach the religion of the world, which is secularism. What the government school does is to teach our children for 6 hours every day that the supernatural doesn't really mean anything. It teaches our children that in the scheme of really important things in their lives, the Catholic religion is just not that important. It doesn't count, so we won't mention it. What our children do learn in government schools is that upon which they will be tested and graded and judged is this world. And they learn only the things that the government thinks are important. What do you think our children are absorbing every day and all day in the government schools when God is never mentioned and right and wrong are distinctions never made? What are they learning about life and love when all behavior is condoned and the school nurses are passing out condoms? What are they being taught when the government gives them books on how Maria has two mommies and Juan has two daddies? What antidote can be provided by Catholic families after their children have spent a whole day, a whole week, a whole year, a whole life learning what the government wants them to learn? How do you teach them to say the rosary and beg favors and miracles from the Virgin Mary and the saints when they don't even know the Hail Mary? How can you teach them to go to Mass on Sunday when they've only learned how to shop and go to the mall and turn on their droids? How can you teach your children about the comforts of faith and the beauties of the invisible world of God and everything and everyone of importance in the government schools by their utter silence ignores the very existence of those things? How can the kids believe what their families believe? How can they follow the traditions of their parents? How can they learn what needs to be learned about saving their souls when for 6 hours a day, that stuff doesn't exist? Now, my mother and my sister and my brother-in-law were teachers in the Chicago public school system, and they were good Catholics, and they taught good things as best they could, but they knew that they were hamstrung when it came to communicating deeper values than the government would allow. They knew they had to be silent when anything they believed as Catholics came up or went against what the government believed. My mother and my sister, God rest their souls, they told me these things. They actually told me that this is what happened. And that is why they sent their children to Catholic schools. They knew, and you know, that our children need a learning environment that has an eternal purpose. That the point of education is not to churn out good little citizens who will believe and do everything the government wants them to believe and do. We have enough of that already. The purpose of education is to provide for our children a divine reason for their existence, to teach them that there's a God who loves them and wants them to love him. The purpose of education, and the highest education is a Catholic education, is to put our children on the path to heaven. And that path begins right here on earth, right here in Berwyn, right here in Cicero, in our homes and in our churches and in our Catholic schools. Now, I surely know how expensive this has become, because I'm the one who sets the tuition rates. Do we know we have to pay our teachers a fair salary, as well as pay off our heating bills, our electric bills? And it's a cinch that because the government does not like our presence and our competition, they won't give us one penny. And I also know that many parents, as much as they would like to, simply cannot afford to send their children to Catholic schools. Expense is the major reason why there are only two Catholic schools left in Cicero and two Catholic schools left in Berwyn for tens of thousands of Catholic children. And how many of these tens of thousands of Catholic children right here in this neighborhood, in Cicero and in Berwyn, how many of them are slipping through the cracks? Well, there would be none slipping through the cracks if I had anything to say about it. And so we will do everything possible to keep as many children as possible from slipping through the cracks. If we can do it again, we'll try to keep from raising the tuition next year as well. Keep it the same as it was this year, if we can. And for all the other families who still cannot come here for regular school, we do provide catechism, Catholic instruction, CCD. And this is the spiritual lifeline for those children. And we will try to reduce their tuition next year as well and ask for even more volunteers to teach our faith and teach the ways of faith. Is there a need for Catholic schools in the modern world? You bet there is, more than there ever was. And for your sacrifices and your scrimping and your struggling and saving to keep St. Odilo going as the one sure antidote to the secular religion of our society, I thank you. And you know what? If they don't do it now, they will. Your children will thank you too. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.